for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today, we're still talking about telehealth.
That's right. Yesterday, we learned about telehealth, or telemedicine. This is where patients don't have to be physically in the same place as their doctors to receive diagnosis or treatment.
Yeah, there are many ways in which this works. We talked about some of them yesterday, but we have a lot more to learn today. Friends, let's jump into it, into this article called Telehealth.
Telehealth. Currently, telehealth is mostly used for verbal consultations and remote monitoring of patients. But since 2001, technology has made remote surgery possible, which is now happening more and more often. Last year, researchers in Dundee, Scotland, removed a blood clot from a dead human body using a robot that they controlled from a hospital across the city. A few hours later, a surgeon based in the United States did the same procedure. Even across the Atlantic Ocean, the time between the surgeon moving his instruments and the robot doing the same was only a fraction of a second. The doctor in Dundee commented that the remote surgery felt just like performing a normal operation.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 consultation 这个名词，它的意思呢是咨询或是商议。譬如 ，therapy services on the site include phone consultations before an initial session is scheduled. 这个网站提供的服务包括首次会诊前的电话咨询。Consultation 去掉字尾的 ation 就是动词 consult。意思是咨询、请教。譬如 ,doctors encourage patients to consult other specialists to obtain a second opinion before deciding on surgery. 医生鼓励病患在决定是否手术前先咨询其他专家以获得第二意见。consult 字尾加 ant 就是名词 ,consultant 是指顾问、咨询师。譬如Derek studied hard and passed many exams to become a consultant for the accounting firm. Derek 努力学习并通过了许多考试，终于成为这家会计师事务所的顾问。
As we start our lesson, we are going to talk about what telehealth has already been able to accomplish.And some of the things to look forward to in the future.
And what is telehealth doing right now? That's what we're going to look at first. We read, currently, telehealth is mostly used for verbal consultations and remote monitoring of patients. We discussed this idea a little bit yesterday, so let's review for a moment what we mean by remote monitoring.
In this case, remote monitoring is keeping track of something from far away. Scientists might use remote monitoring to keep track of things like earthquakes. Doctors can also do this with patients.
Here's another example. Remote monitoring can help doctors notice differences in patients' health while they are at home.
All right, but since 2001, technology has made remote surgery possible, which is now happening more and more often. How is that possible?
I have no idea. I think we need to keep reading here and find out more. We read on, last year, researchers in Dundee, Scotland, removed a blood clot from a dead human body using a robot that they controlled from a hospital across the city.
Yeah, I figured robots were going to be involved here.
Yeah, definitely. Let's define what a blood clot is.
All right. A blood clot is a lump of blood that blocks a blood vessel and doesn't allow the blood to flow through.
Here's an example. He had a dangerous blood clot.
All right. So they did this on a dead body, so they weren't necessarily helping a patient, but they did prove that it's possible.
Exactly. And that is probably a good thing, friends. We read on here, a few hours later, a surgeon based in the United States did the same procedure. Procedure is an important word for you to know when we're talking about health and medicine and surgery. A procedure is a medical operation or a treatment.
For example, if a procedure goes well, then the doctor will inform the patient and their family.
We read on, even across the Atlantic Ocean, the time between the surgeon moving his instruments and the robot doing the same was only a fraction of a second.
What is a fraction of a second? Well, that word fraction in this case just means a very small part or amount of something.
Let's use fraction in another sentence. Only a fraction of singers become professionals. So what this example means is that there are many people who can sing, but only a very, very small amount of them do it professionally.
Yeah, and pay attention to that usage. A fraction in math could be small or very big.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. So here it's talking about a small part or amount of something. The doctor in Dundee commented that the remote surgery felt just like performing a normal operation.
That is amazing. You know what it makes me think of?
What's that?
The board game Operation.
Oh, where you have to take the metal tweezers and be careful not to touch the sides while
exactly.
You pull things out.
Yeah, I imagine this process for the real surgeons is a little different.
It's probably much more complicated as well.
Yeah. But friends, we have seen that this is now possible. Maybe in the future, surgeons don't need to be anywhere near you. They just need to send a robot.
Yeah, or maybe that you still go into the hospital for your procedure, but that doctor who is a specialist in what you have a problem with can help the doctors and nurses there at that hospital with the procedure as well.
All right, friends, we have more to learn about telehealth and how patients are being helped these days. Right now, though, let's go to our next reading.
Telehealth. The operation the robots were used for is used to treat stroke patients. It requires special training, and a delay of even a few minutes can be deadly. A patient who has a stroke in a small town could die before reaching a hospital with a doctor qualified to perform the surgery. But hospitals in small towns could adopt remote surgery technology once it is developed and becomes affordable, allowing surgeons in larger hospitals to perform life-saving surgery on patients who otherwise couldn't get it.
Deadly, 意思呢是致命的,致死的。 譬如, not all snake bites are deadly, but they should be treated as medical emergencies. 并非所有蛇咬伤都会致命,但都应以紧急医疗状况处理。 另一个形容词是fatal, 也是指致命的, 譬如导致死亡的事故或是灾难。 我们来看例句。 Fatal car accidents remind drivers to follow traffic rules and wear seat belts. 致命车祸提醒驾驶人要遵守交通规则并系好安全带。另外一个字是lethal，也是致命的意思，常用来描述导致死亡的药物、武器或是处境。比如 Driving after consuming alcohol is illegal and can have lethal consequences for everyone on the road. 酒后驾车是违法的，而且可能对路上所有人造成致命的后果。
In our last section, we learned about something that surprised both Anne-Marie and I. Robots are performing surgeries as surgeons control them.
Yeah, this is really, really interesting, impressive, and it offers a lot of hope for people who need help but can't get to a hospital. Let's talk a little bit more about how telehealth is changing the medical field.
All right, let's read together, friends. The operation the robots were used for is used to treat stroke patients.
Okay, let's talk about what a stroke is, friends. A stroke is a serious medical event when blood flow to the brain stops.
Yeah, the important part here is that your brain cells are not getting the oxygen that they need. Here's another example sentence. Someone might say, he suffered a stroke last year.
We read on here, it requires special training and a delay of even a few minutes can be deadly. So as these robots are performing these operations with doctors controlling them from very far away, it's important that the delay time isn't too much.
Yeah, and we learned that even across the Atlantic, maybe a surgeon in New York could help out someone in England. And the delay is not too long.
Yeah, and I see that term special training here, which makes me think that the doctor who is controlling the robot probably has to go through a significant amount of training to understand not just how to do the surgery, obviously, but to also work the technology that's involved.
I think so. A patient who has a stroke in a small town could die before reaching a hospital with a doctor qualified to perform the surgery.
Let's talk about that word qualified, friends. This word qualified means having the right skills or training to do something.
Someone can be qualified in many different things. Someone might be a qualified accountant. They went to school to learn how to do that job.
Here's another example. He didn't get the job because he wasn't qualified.
All right, let's read on. But hospitals in small towns could adopt remote surgery technology once it is developed and becomes affordable.
I have an idea here, Garrett, that being affordable is a big barrier here. What do we mean when we say affordable?
If something is affordable, it's not too expensive. Someone has enough money to pay for it.
Here's another example. Many people believe we need more affordable health care. All right, so is this technology affordable now? Well, it sounds like it probably isn't.
Yeah, it is not yet affordable. It will allow surgeons in larger hospitals to perform life-saving surgery on patients who otherwise couldn't get it.
We see in this sentence the word otherwise. Here's what it means. This means in a different situation or if the situation did not exist.
Let's use that in another sentence together. The teacher helped students who otherwise couldn't afford tutoring. So maybe this teacher is trying to help people out and not charging a fee.
Yeah, and in our article here, friends, we see that there are patients that need the help of a doctor to do this life-saving surgery. If it weren't for telehealth, they wouldn't be able to get that surgery. They might not be able to get to a hospital in time, or maybe there just isn't a specialist nearby that can help them. Without this life-saving surgery, they could lose their lives.
Yeah, and like we said, this is probably not affordable these days. I imagine the technology of, like, those robots is pretty expensive. But also paying for those doctors with special skills is not cheap.
Yeah, when you get qualified to do something, that costs money too, right? You have to go get the training or you have to have a teacher that can provide the training. So it's probably expensive on both ends.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you live somewhere where there's a lot of government help with your healthcare, usually that doesn't cover really new or cutting-edge technologies.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. So while I can see that telehealth could really change the medical field, I wonder at what point it will be accessible and affordable for everyone.
Yeah, and I wonder if people will trust this technology. For some people, having a robot cut them open or do these complicated procedures, might be a little scary and come with some legal questions.
What about you, Garrett? Do you think you would let a robot operate on you?
If I were in like a really bad situation, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be my answer as well. Normally, if I'd have a choice, I would probably say no. But if it was a situation where if I didn't get that help right away, I would lose my life, I would probably say yes.
Yeah, we'll see how this technology develops and how people's trust in it develops along with that. Well, friends, we're not done yet. Right now, though, it's time to jump in and take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To open up. I once heard of a student in a cooking class who learned how to make one simple dish, just pasta with sauce. But after that, something interesting happened. Suddenly she started trying new recipes, new flavors, even baking desserts. That one class really opened up a whole new world for her. When we say something opens up, we mean it creates new opportunities or possibilities. It's like a door unlocking and letting you through to a whole new world. For example, learning English can open up new job opportunities. Or traveling can open up new ways of thinking. Now, let's look at a few other useful up phrases. Set up means to prepare or arrange something. For example, they set up the room for the meeting. Take up can mean to start a new hobby. For example, Daniel took up painting during the summer. Bring up means to mention a topic. For example, she brought up an interesting idea in class. And give up means to stop trying. For example, he didn't give up even when it was difficult. So while open up creates new paths, these other up phrases help us talk about starting, preparing, mentioning, and sometimes even stopping. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Telehealth. Telehealth is already making medical care more accessible and convenient, and technical advances could open up amazing possibilities, such as remote surgery.
Accessible 这个形容词一直是可到达的、易理解的。譬如 ,That island has few visitors because it is only accessible by boat or on foot at low tide. 那座岛屿的游客不多，因为只能借着搭乘船或是在退潮时步行到达。Accessible 也可以指文章浅显易懂，很贴近大众。譬如The students found the poems accessible because of the poet's use of modern expressions. 学生们觉得这些诗通俗易懂，因为诗人运用了现代的表达方式。我们来学一个片语 ,gain access to something, 意思是进入或获得使用权。譬如 ,since we'd lost the key,We had to gain access to the house by climbing through a window. 因为我们弄丢了钥匙，只好爬窗进入屋内。And that concludes today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, we've learned a bit about what telehealth is already doing for people and about some potential new breakthroughs. Let's put all these ideas together.
All right, let's see how our article is going to end today, friends. We read together, telehealth is already making medical care more accessible and convenient. Let's stop there for just a moment. We talked about that word accessible already. This means that it's available to a wide number of people. But what does this word convenient mean?
All right. Of course, we're used to using this word in a lot of contexts. Something that's convenient is easy and useful for your needs.
Here's an example. Online shopping is very convenient. All right. So telehealth is making medical care accessible and convenient, and technical advances could open up amazing possibilities. Let's talk about what we mean when we say technical advances.
All right. Technical advances are new improvements in technology. Certainly, we see these all the time.
For example, technical advances help engineers design products.
Yeah, you might also hear technological advances sometimes. That describes really specifically like the machines that are developing.
Ah, I see. So we see here that these advances could open up amazing possibilities such as remote surgery. And of course, that is the example that we took a look at here in today's lesson, the possibility that telehealth could allow for remote surgery in the future.
Yeah, I wonder if in the future it won't just be remote surgery, but those robots doing the surgery themselves.
Oh, that is a very, very big possibility, Garrett. All right, friends. Well, we do have more to talk about in just a moment. For right now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词一加动词一逗号 and 主词二加动词二句型，它用来连接两个并列的独立子句。第二个子句在语义上主要是在延续、扩展或强化第一个子句。当 and 连接完整句子的时候，前面会加逗号，以清楚区分两个独立子句。这个结构常出现在说明性或论述性的写作中，使资讯更有条理。来看这个例句。The technology is improving rapidly, and it is changing the way doctors treat patients. 这项技术正在快速进步，也在改变医生治疗病患的方式。
Friends, this has been a very interesting article about how the medical field could be changing in the future. Telehealth sounds like a great idea, but let's take a look at our talk about it question for just a moment. What advantages and disadvantages of telehealth can you think of?
I feel like we've talked about most of the potential advantages already. It's convenient for people that don't otherwise have access to the medical care that they need. And I wonder if some of these technical advances will lead to advances in other kinds of services.
I think you're right about that. I want to talk about one glaring disadvantage that I can see here. Our article kept talking about accessibility, and I think that's a nice idea, but personally, this does not sound very accessible to me. It sounds very, very expensive. It sounds like a lot of specialists will need to be trained, and the idea that all of this equipment could be brought all over the world just doesn't sound practical.
Sure. So maybe the video conferencing part of it that is already in use these days will still be more widespread.
I definitely like the idea of texting a doctor or a nurse with medical questions, but I just don't see that we'll be using robots everywhere anytime soon.
No, maybe in the future though.
That's right. What do you think about this, friends? It's something that you could talk about and share your opinion about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you next time, friends, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.